800 CJBQ now presents the Lauren Brooker Show, Quetty's Talk Radio. It's your opportunity to voice your opinion on today's issues and topics. Call 613-969-1545 or toll free 1-866-969-1546. And now, here is Lauren Brooker on 800 CJBQ.
Good morning. It is April 1st. And no need for an April Fool's Day prank today or joke. Because, heck, Mother Nature has already been doing that to us for the past several days, weeks, and months. My name is Lauren Brooker. I am your unstable genius of Small Market Talk Radio. Producer Bradford behind the glass today.
Look, Lauren's son.
Son! Maybe that's an April Fool's joke. Who knows? We got a great show coming up for you today. The Minister of Children, Community, and Social Services, Todd Smith, will join us in moments. The Mayor of Belleville will update what's going on municipally with COVID-19, Mitch Panchuk. And after 10 o'clock, we've all been sitting in front of the TV watching Tiger King. But there's so much more. Our movie TV expert, Peter Norman, will join us after 10. But yesterday, the Premier and our next guest made some interesting comments about the future of education here in the province of Ontario during this COVID-19 outbreak. And we're going to talk to the Minister of Education, Stephen Lecce, right now as he joins us on the line from Toronto. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Quincy. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for taking a few minutes to join us today. We really appreciate it.
Todd Smith encouraged me to reach out, and I'm always good to be back in the show, Lauren.
Well, thanks. It's been, oh my God, you have to have been you must be one of the most tired ministers, because before this happened, obviously there was and continues to be some labor strife, although there's been two contracts for education, but that's not what anybody's focused in on. We're focused in on what's going on with education and COVID-19, and Minister, big announcement yesterday.
Yeah, you know, Lauren, I mean, our aim through this process was just to lead by example by keeping schools closed, the first jurisdiction in the country, for the first in the industrialized world. It was premised on the scientific advice of Dr. Williams, Chief Medical Officer of Health. And so for Todd and for I and for others in the cabinet, we made a decision to move very quickly, within literally an hour, to close schools. What I did yesterday with the Premier and the Deputy Premier and other colleagues was extend that order to the 4th of May, because clearly the situation with respect to COVID is creates a great level of risk, community risk for spreading for our kids. So we're not going to ever put them in a compromised position. So what do? We rolled out a plan, unconventional, imperfect as the situation is for all the parties, for all parents and kids and educators. We put in a plan that is ambitious, that has expectations built in for parents, that ensures that we restore the student-teacher relationship and has teachers lead education and instruction. And like I get, Lauren, it's not ideal. We're doing it from a distance. But at the end of the day, our educators have the capacity, they've got the energy, and I think more important, they know that our kids, 3/4 through the school year, just have to finish their year, get their grades, and ultimately be able to continue learning. And I think that's really important that we build a program that ensures learning continues irrespective of the circumstance of the ground. And I know our students will rise to the challenge to take this seriously. We've got a great program of courses in English and French. We've got hours. A clear level of predictability for a parent. What could you expect? Well, you know the subject matter a kid's going to be focusing on. You know, in the grade, you know exactly the amount of hours the child's going to be working with their teacher. And right now we're working with technology, getting technology and broadband out there to as many people as possible. But look, Lord, if you don't have broadband at your home, or that's not where the broadband access is in your community right now, we'll make sure you get the printed materials one way or another. Your child will learn, they'll be engaged with a teacher, they'll be safe in their home. And those are really the paramount principles of the program we unveiled yesterday.
I loved the fact that it was an all-hands-on-deck approach with the expectation that this isn't going to be perfect, because this is such a fluid situation. Perfection, I don't think, is possible. So the right idea that, yeah, we're going to do the best we can. Heck, if we have to put some of these photocopied papers, learning sheets, with a school bus driver and have them leave them at the front of the house because somebody doesn't have access to the internet. We're going to do that. We're going to, I just think that is the common sense approach, because for you have to have come on and said, well, we're going to get those kids educated 100%. I mean, that just would have been a kind of a foolish notion. This is a crazy situation, and we're going to, most importantly, and I think this is the message that you were trying to get out, Minister, was we're going to get those students in contact with their teachers so they can learn something. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, look, it's an unconventional time. It is unprecedented. But, you know, what do we do as political actors? We just can't sit by and idle and hope for the best. We have to take action. And the government, I think, moved quickly. I am the first, we're the first to acknowledge this is not a perfect circumstance for anyone. But if I can build and if the government could unveil a program that ensures the continuity of learning, that keeps a child engaged in the curriculum, that has a relationship with their teacher, and not just the teacher side, Lauren, but for a lot of kids out there, there's a huge amount of mental health challenges, particularly anxiety right now and pressures on them. You know, we've got a massive complement of mental health workers within school boards, psychologists, psychotherapists, social workers. So if we can unlock those people and use every human resource available to government to help these kids, we're going to make a big difference. And that's why we move so quickly. It's why I called the union president personally. It's why I'm trying to build relations right across the sector, whatever it takes. That's the spirit of this government. It's the spirit, I think, of every government, responsible government right now. Mm-hmm. And we'll do it. We'll do whatever it takes to keep these kids safe while learning. And that's the obligation we have. And look, we're going to keep building this. We're going to continue to listen to feedback, how we can, you know, improve it. But I think so far, what I'm hearing from parents is they're happy their kids are going to be at home with some level of accountability that they're learning, and they're happy they're going to be safe. And that's really the two fundamentals that really matter at this point.
You know, my daughter has already received an email from her homeroom teacher asking a bunch of questions, technology questions, that kind of thing, which I think is great. And we have a very progressive school board here with the education director, Mr. Monteith. I guess one question that we have is the hours. So you see for certain students, it's 5 hours, and for certain age groups, it's 10. And then for high school, if it's a semester system, it's 3 hours. Is that is that education per week or expected work hours? I think there's a little confusion there.
Yeah, the expected hours of work per student per week. So if you're, you know, a grade 9 to 12 student and you're in a semester program, you're going to be doing about 3 hours of work per course per week. It's our guidance to the sector. There could be a little, I suppose, the teacher with their discretion could be a little bit more, a little bit less, but we're just trying to a sense of standards across the province of what a parent could expect, what a child should expect. We're trying to overburden them. We already know there's a lot of pressure on these kids as it is, and they're already feeling a bit of anxious and confused about all this. But we do create expectations. We do predict a bit, ensure a sense of predictability for the parent. And we also ensure the student knows that this is not a period of time of, you know, just, you know, hanging out. I mean, it's important that they remain safe and comfortable, but we got to keep them stimulated. Mm-hmm. And I think our aim, and working with colleagues like Todd Smith and so many others that care so deeply about this, I think what we've unveiled is a program that is going to keep students focused on learning. And I think it's also, as a virtue of keeping the kids home, we're really making a difference to help stop the spread of COVID-19. And that's a really important responsibility of all governments working together to protect people's health.
Okay, so if they have 4 courses, it's 12 hours a week.
Yeah.
Or 12.
Yeah, if you want to get it on online learning, I'll hook you up, man.
Yeah, I think I need it. Yeah.
But the bottom line is, yes, I mean, it's obviously the hours per course. And as I say, we did this in conjunction with the advice of Dr. Williams, the chief medical officer. And folks, if things change on the ground, I'll keep you updated. I mean, we're just trying to be as transparent and real with everyone as possible. Anything changes, Lauren, I'll be back on your show and I'll be back in front of the public letting people know where we're at. Today, the school year's intact. We can preserve it. We can help kids in grade 11 and 12 graduate. We can ensure that every child in Ontario graduates. We remove the impediments. We've already waived the EQAO requirements. These are all things I think are going to hopefully keep these kids and their parents a bit calm and confident that we've got a program in place that's for every child.
Minister Lecce, thank you so much for the time today. Yes, you're welcome to come back anytime you want. Education is key and vital to the success, as you know, of this province and this country. And when we do what we can do during these crazy times, we would love to hear from you. So anytime.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day and be safe, everyone.
All right. Take care. That is the Minister of Education for the province of Ontario, Stephen Lecce. And let's move